And we pray that you have comments. So please contact us so we can send that material. Again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO and Medford. We're heading into the final hour of the program. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. And let's go back and see what we have played thus far. On this last set, we heard Anthony Evans and Priscilla Shira with No Condemnation. Mandisa with Free. John Egan and the Newsboys, followed by the Newsboys with a gospel doubleheader. The song was I Am Free. Then we heard the Gospel Music Workshop of America, National Mass Choir, Gail Arbuckle, Denise Mitchell, Reverend Calvin Bernard Roan, and Reverend Quincy Fielding with Hallelujah, So Glad I'm Free. That was so nice. We went back and played that one twice. And we just concluded the set with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. And come as you are. We pray that you have come. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some materials and know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you again also that we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you know, go to that phone and give us a call so we can get your material, write it down, and be ready to go when you praise segment of the ministry rolls around. And again, our phone number in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Francesca Battistelli coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And once you receive your freedom, you're free to be me, to be you. Whoever you are, you'll be free in Jesus Christ the Lord.
At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you've already won the battle, and you've got great plans for me. Though I can't always see, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy. And on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me. When I was just a girl, I thought I had it figured out. See, my life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would doubt. Oh, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection. Sometimes I believe that I can do anything, yet other times I think I've got nothing good to bring.
But you look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you see, girl. And it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is
It's 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WNFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, July the 2nd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and it's brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're bringing you our annual Independence Day multicast this year entitled Glorifying God Through His Freedom. Yes, God wants you to be free in Him so that you can bring the reality of the freedom that He's given to you into other lives as well. 6 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. We want you to give us a call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. And our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, we have Ty Tribbett and GA and Free to Worship here on Sounds of Praise. Oh, that's not the right one. You gotta cue up the right song, Donnelly. Here we go.
Your life.
And this is Brian Courtney Wilson here on Sounds of Praise, and worth fighting for. Sometimes the freedom that God gives to you, the devil will try to rob you of the reality of its goodness and efficiency in your life. And so therefore you have to fight the good fight of faith. Not a physical fight. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're talking about the spiritual battle of faith, where you're going to hold on to the blessings, go hold on to the healing, go hold on to the provision, whatever God has given to you, you're going to hold on to it with all your might by faith, no matter what comes against you. And so therefore, you can fight that good fight of faith. Why? It's worth fighting for, to hold on to the freedom that God alone can provide. Brian Courtney Wilson here on Sounds of Praise.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. No heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more, yeah, still worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. All you're planning for me. And nothing can separate me from your love. When there's so much more, still worth fighting for. And that's why I'm pressing towards the mark. Cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, 'cause my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out hallelujah here, 'cause my praise is worth fighting for. Hallelujah.
It's worth it.
Hallelujah.
It's all worth it.
Hallelujah.
help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven here?
Is heaven heard all you have planned for me? There is so much more still worth fighting
for. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine.
7:19 here on Sounds of Praise, Brian Courtney Wilson, and worth fighting for here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number of the call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. This is the When You Pray, When You Praise segment of the ministry.
Every heart that's grown.
It's 728 here on WMFO in Medford. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we have a couple of prayer requests and praise reports. We're praising God for... Praising God with D for God's provision. D is praising God for his provision. We're going to praise God along with D for God's provision. We're praying for continued deliverance for K, God's deliverance from cancer. K, God's deliverance from cancer. We're praying with Michelle of Medford for God's power to stop smoking. Michelle of Medford, praising God and praying for what he's done already in her body, praising God that he's going to continue to deliver her from smoking. Let's look to him in prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for all of your goodness, all of your mercy, and all of your love, the opportunity to recognize the freedom that you alone can give and to tell others of the wondrous works you're able to accomplish in their lives as well. Because you're no respecter of person, what you've done in our lives, you're able to do in their lives as well. So we pray that the program this day would reach deep down to many hearts and lives. They might receive the freedom that you alone can give. And as we enter into this Independence Day, a holiday period, pray your blessing will be upon all your people out there and all the various things that are going on in the world. You protect from dangers, both seen and unseen. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to be accomplishing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praising God with D for your provision. You're opening doors and making ways in his behalf. And you're doing great and mighty things, Lord, so that he knows without doubt that you're working powerfully in answer to his prayer. And you're going to continue to move in his life and give him your direction, give him your strength and your anointing so he might continue to live for you and serve you and tell others of the wondrous things you will accomplish in his behalf. And may many be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony. And we praise you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising God with K, God. We're praising you, Lord, that you're accomplishing great and mighty works in her body, delivering her from cancer. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in the life of this your servant. May she recognize, she places her faith and trust in you. You are the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever, and nothing is too hard for you. And we're praising you, O Lord, for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life. Through her life might be a greater testimony of the wondrous thing that she has been able to receive from your hand. In Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we praise you for how you worked in her body already, Lord, how you've done mighty things, Lord, with her back problem and other situations that she's had. But we pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister on her behalf. You who are able to touch her back and deliver her, Lord, you're able to do the same with smoking. Father, we break that habit. We claim it in the name of Jesus that you're able to destroy everything that is not like you and make her life a tremendous blessing so she can look back at this time and say that the Lord has come out to her rescue and she's able to tell others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand so that she might be a light and she might be a source of inspiration and blessing to others who need to realize, Lord, that they're going through difficult times. The same God who's worked in her life is able to work in their lives as well. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:32 here on Sounds of Praise. I want to remind you or inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. If no one answers, just leave your message. And once I get that prayer request or praise report, I'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. Or if you wish, you can write it into us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 21516. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB. V's in Vernon, B's in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as I get my hands on it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:33 is the Sounds of Praise time. And as we head into the final 26 minutes, 27 minutes of the program, we want to let you know that we're trusting God and believing God here on Sounds of Praise and in the Christian Challenge Ministry for tremendous doors of blessing that He's going to open unto us. And going along with our program today, the freedom that God provides so we might glorify His name, this is Alvin Slaughter, and We're Destined to Win. So it doesn't matter what your situation might look like right now. As long as your faith and your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, He is destined that you're going to win. No one in Jesus Christ is going to wind up defeated, because even absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Alvin Slaughter here on Sounds of Praise.
of the land.
Nothing,
yeah,
separate me from his love.
Nothing can separate us from his love. No. Since the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?
Oh. The Lord is the strength of my life.
Strength of my
whom
life.
Whom shall I be afraid? I'm not afraid. Say, we have overcome by blood of the Lamb and nothing. His love.
We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Jesus loved us so much that he endured the cross, totally disregarding all of the shame attached to it. He overcame because of his love for us and because of the joy awaiting him. Now he is seated in the place of honor, right beside God's throne. So let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith.
And because of that, we are victorious. Pastor Donnie McClurk and Ty Trebet here on Sounds of Praise.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Amen. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Ty Trebet, and we are victorious. And if you are a regular listener to the program, you know that this is one of my all-time favorites, Maurette Brown Clark. Not because the name is Brown, because the song is really fantastic. It ain't over. What we're saying here is that although your situation may not look victorious, as long as your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, it ain't over. No matter how dark or how gloomy, how impossible the situation may seem, keep your faith in Him. It ain't over. Come on, Maurette, sing to us.
Stacked up against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout. But the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, so just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory is won.
Way before the fight began,
way before the
I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That said you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
We want to talk to people tonight who maybe feel things are hopeless. Dreams have been shattered. Things look dark. Tonight we want to declare to you it's not over. It's only the beginning. Sing a new breed.
It's not over. It's not finished.
It's 7:54 here on Sounds of Praise, and it's not over, but it's almost over for my program today. Hopefully you enjoy that Independence Day program, glorifying God with the freedom that He alone can provide, so that others might recognize the reality of the presence of the living God. People may not be reading the Bible, but they want to read your life. And if your life speaks for Christ, you have a tremendous testimony that no one can deny. I think we may have another program along these lines next Sunday. We're going to deviate from what I mentioned a few weeks ago, because I pulled out so much music for today's program that I think we have enough. I know we certainly have enough for another program along these lines as well. So, haven't got a title for it yet, but hopefully next Sunday we'll be back with some more great gospel music here on Sounds of Praise to encourage you in your life in the Lord, or to encourage you to have a life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, 7:55, time to put the wraps on this edition. Hope to see you next Sunday, 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Said it's not ending.
It's not ending. It's only the beginning.
When God, when you have Jesus at the center of it all things are new.
All things are new.
Something's starting to move. I feel something starting to shift.
Something is moving.
Turning around.
Turning around.
Seasons are changing.
Seasons are changing.
I feel like preaching this.
Everything.
Here comes the sun.
Piercing the clouds.
I want you to know you're closer than you think you are. Closer than you've been.
God is in it, so it's not over.
When God is in,
there is no limit.
Oh, somebody's got to hear this tonight. Take the limits of our God. It's not over. When God, I'm speaking this over your marriage.
Hey.
I'm speaking this over your wayward sons and daughters. I'm speaking this over your unsaved spouse.
It's not over.
When God is in, I'm speaking this over your health tonight.
speaking this over your finances tonight. Instead.